Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
In Psalm 82, verses 2 to 4, we hear, "How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Give justice to the weak and the fatherless. Maintain the right of the afflicted and the destitute. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked." The psalmist, Asaph, is having a few words with God. I suspect he is not alone and remains in the company of those who wonder why there is so much wickedness around and that there is no accountability, no justice. Whether it is about war crimes or parties, I've heard quite a bit of anguish and frustration recently about rule breakers and the constant tactics of simply denying everything. I recall some years ago of the discovery of a video of Kim Philby, one of the Cambridge spy ring, giving a lecture to intelligence operatives, and the concluding advice was that they were never to confess to anything, no matter the evidence shown. Never confess. In much of the realpolitik of government, international relations, espionage, and judicial systems, we might expect a reluctance to reveal things, and when innocent, a reticence to say false things such as a confession, but to avoid accountability and justice altogether, especially by those in power, causes resentment and revolutions, and also railing at God. The idea of never confessing strikes at the heart of all relationships in a harmful and damaging way. And the reason is obvious. We all sense it. We don't want the consequences of confessing, and we don't want to be brought to justice, but that means that the relationship, whatever it is secondary to me and my well-being. The beginning of the divine service and the season of Lent help people live in the light of a relationship with God by doing the very thing we can be so afraid of doing. Confess. And that is especially for those who say that they know Jesus, have fellowship with God through him, go to church, even if occasionally. In the first letter of John, we read, "If we say we have fellowship with God while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." That's 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 through to 9. A criticism of Christianity at this point is that people might confess to God in church, but nothing changes in their behavior in the world. And Asaph's cries remind us that this is not a new criticism. Where are you, God? Do something. Lent also reminds us that God has done something in the person of Jesus and the cross. We see the consequences of sin, which we fear, in what happened to Jesus. But there is also, in what happened to Jesus, God's forgiveness and God's love, and that drives away fear. None of this is easy. It wasn't for Jesus. And confessing can be hard for us because we know that if we are genuine, we are expected to use the comfort, strength, and power of God's forgiveness to do what we can to make amends to those we have wronged. That is why confession of sins is never a word-only event, because once absolved, we are now empowered to act righteously, do the right thing towards those we have wronged. To split word and deed is never a good thing. We might cry out like Asaph to God about the wicked. What happens if an Asaph is crying out to God about us? God isn't ignoring all the Asaphs who cry out, and he does act. Word and deed united. Forgiveness and new life through the cross. At the cross, both the non-Christians who become followers of Jesus and the disciples of Jesus can confess, and when absolved, do what they can to silence Asaph's cry. Let us pray. Holy and merciful God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving your Son Jesus to die on the cross for us sinners. Turn us away from our sins and back to a life of trust in you. We ask this through Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.